Day 46. Invalid versus Invalid.
Marta, can we talk a little bit about some odd stuff with English words?
What do you mean, odd?
I mean odd like a word that has one spelling but two pronunciations.
You mean bow as in bow and arrow, and bow as in bow and scrape, for example?
No, it's where they also have the same meaning.
Okay, then. The word spelled V-A-S-E, it's pronounced vase in the States, but vase in Britain.
No, maybe it's not quite the same meaning.
I feel like I'm in a game of some kind, Patrick. What is this odd stuff you're talking about?
It's like the word spelled P-E-R-M-I-T. If they permit you to drive, they give you a permit.
It may be odd stuff, but it's interesting. Besides the contrast in stress, in other words, pronunciation, do they differ in other ways, in part of speech, I mean?
Oh, yeah. Permit is a verb, and permit is a noun.
Right. Can you think of any other pairs like that?
Let's see. Okay, maybe convict versus convict, or import versus import, suspect versus suspect. One's a verb, the other's a noun. Probably more where those came from.
Yes. So now, think for a minute, Patrick. Is this the first time we've encountered pairs of related words that differ by part of speech or grammatical category?
I think so.
What? It was only a short while ago that we were playing around with related pairs like compute, computer, fury, furious, and so on.
Sure, Marta, but I don't get the connection. In all those examples, like fury, furious, you change the grammatical category by adding something, the suffix O-U-S. No suffixes figure in permit versus permit.
You're missing the point, which is the matter of category change. How does it happen?
Well, adding a suffix is certainly one way.
Yes, and the odd stuff you are referring to is another. Take the verb produce, for example. Can you think of a noun that derives from it?
Sure, production.
What about produce?
Okay, I get it. But production and produce don't mean the same thing.
Not exactly, no. Though in some coarse sense, yes. But stay with the notion of category change, Patrick. Earlier we saw how, with certain verbs, you can do it through suffixation. And now?
Now I see with certain verbs, you can do it through a change of stress. And with a verb like produce, you can do it with both.
Congratulations!